Let's dive into a new dining trend that we're seeing here in Metro Detroit. A dry restaurant and bar does not mean the drink menu is boring and non-inventive. In fact, the non-alcoholic cocktail is the new wave making its way from food hubs like Chicago and New York on down to Metro Detroit. And Am Cantina in Dearborn is one of the culinary hotspots shaking things up with this latest trend. And it's coming from one of the OG sources, Chef Junior Marino, co-owner of the Latin Street Food Eatery, culinary artist, and award-winning mixologist, who is also known as the Liquid Chef, has sculpted a distinctive menu that takes his signature cocktails and strips them of their boozy elements to deliver concoctions that still pack a punch. How he does it? Ponder no more, because we have Chef Junior Marino, aka the Liquid Chef, in studio to give us all the scoop. Chef, welcome to Culture Shift.
Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here.
I just want to describe visually what we have in front of us, which is kind of a mini bar right here of all these different elements of your drink. So we're actually going to be making some cocktails live on air here on Culture Shift. I'm looking forward to that. But first, we got to fill people in. Maybe they're not familiar with Am Cantina. So give me the sky view. What is the kind of the ideology behind the menus and the drinks that you're doing at Am Cantina?
Well, Am Cantina is all about kind of like giving people a new experience about what Mexican food is. I was born and raised in central Mexico, which is Puebla. And it's really, you know, a lot of these flavors and ingredients that I grew up with, and I grew up in a farming family. So it's kind of like understanding the ingredients and bringing them to the art form that we serve at the restaurant. And even though they're tacos, it's actually more of their dishes, complete dishes that are put on tortillas. And the reason is because I'm paying tribute to the way I grew up. So it's kind of like giving people the opportunity to really get to know a lot of the Mexican culture instead of, you know, thinking that Tex-Mex or fast food, Mexican food, it's really what we eat in Mexico. That's not really what we eat. It's more of a family gathering. It's a ritual. So that ritual is really what we are bringing here, that everything is cooked to order. The food is well respected. If you see our kitchen, it's an open kitchen. It's very well clean. And the reason is because we want people to really discover this amazing, true Mexican food, even though it's called Cocina de Autor, author's cuisine. Author's cuisine is more of a Mexico City term. And the reason is because all of these new chefs, they're creating their own style. They're respecting the ingredients and the flavor combinations, but the presentation is beautiful. Some of the changes and, you know, working with the different intensity of spices and spice and all of that, I think that's really where what we're trying to give people, that experience for people to really discover that Mexican food.
And there's an interesting mix of culture when you're doing a Mexican restaurant in Dearborn. All of the meat that you use is very specific. It's halal meat, but it goes beyond that.
Yes. So besides the halal, most of our meat, it's prime. And the reason is because quality food starts with the quality of ingredients. So if you're using, you know, organic ingredients, you're using the best ingredients you can find, that right there, you're already starting with quality. And then what you deliver, the chef, it's really about the chef's artistic side or knowledge about the different temperatures, about the different techniques, that it involves delivering a really nice experience. So yes, the halal part, I think it has to do the after we did the research, we are in a Muslim, very large Muslim community. So I want to be part of the community too. I don't want to be left out or leave them out. You know, I want to embrace everyone. And I just want to clarify, halal is not a spice. It's not a flavor, because sometimes people say, can you leave the halal out? And I'm like, it's actually not a spice. It's just, it's the way the animal was slaughtered. Yeah.
That education is important, though, to kind of share that with people. And you say something really important there. You say, I want a restaurant to be for everyone. And you've done that in a couple different ways. We talk about the ingredients that you use, but you've also got a non-alcoholic bar. And it's not just, you know, a couple of options. This is very expansive. The drink menu there is absolutely incredible. And it dives into this whole idea of people drinking less or wanting to do not just dry January, but be what the New York Times called sober curious, where they want to ditch booze altogether. So I did want to open up our phone lines a little bit. If people are finding that they're really enjoying these non-alcoholic options that are popping up at bars, you can call me at 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019. I think a lot of people, you know, may have had experiences with alcohol. They don't want to drink anymore, but going to a bar or being in a nightclub is such a social situation that they want to have those options. So it's really cool to see that. And if you're a listener that has had that experience and you're kind of excited by the idea of more non-alcoholic options, let's talk about it on air, or maybe you've got a question for Chef Junior Marino here in studio with me. Go ahead and call us at 313-577-1019. Now, let's dive into the sort of wide range of juices and mocktails that you offer at M Cantina.
Yeah, so we call it the non-alcoholic mixology because, you know, at the end of the day, mixology, it comes from mixing, right? So it's a mixture of different ingredients or different elements, sometimes spices. In this case, we have bitters that we're using. Most of our bitters are non-alcoholic. Most bitters, they do contain alcohol, but you can also make them with just water. And there's different elements that you could use to give it that bittering element. You know, like wormwood, and there's a lot of other different herbs and barks that you can use to get there. And also, sometimes we create the flavors. It's just the flavors. Doesn't contain any alcohol of tequila or mezcal or whiskey or rum. So you could create, you know, any flavor you can imagine, just like they create those flavors for, you know, let's say bottled water, flavored bottled water. It contains only flavors. It doesn't contain the real fruit. So we do exactly the same thing. We recreate all the flavors of the tequila so you can have a margarita that tastes just like it, but without the alcohol. So that's one option. The other option is that we do have a lot of different kinds of mojitos. And instead of using rum, we use sugarcane juice, fresh sugarcane juice. Now, from fresh sugarcane juice, you obtain cachaça. Or if you make sugar and then you are left with the molasses, you are going to make rum. So in this case, the reason we're using sugarcane juice is to kind of like give the body or the volume that we're missing from the alcohol. And at the same time, you know, it's creating an experience that is going to be really cool, very different. And we have all these different kinds of flavors. So you go there and you're going to find a list of mojitos, you know, that are very tropical, very unique, from a very classic one to a very exotic one. Margaritas, you're going to have caipirinhas, also brambles, and a lot of these classic drinks that we can replicate.
Have you gotten responses from customers that are sort of grateful to be able to have this option of non-alcoholic drinks? That you kind of ditch the mocktail title and you say this is non-alcoholic mixology. I noticed the distinction for sure. But is your clientele grateful for this?
Well, I think there's like a 75-25, to be honest. I've had people that they say, well, we heard that you're a great mixologist and you don't have any alcohol, so we're leaving. And, you know, I think there is some people that they're resistant about the alcohol part, and I respect that, you know, because obviously I think I've made my name with alcohol. But also, I have to look at my neighborhood. I have to respect also the people around me. And because at the end of the day, you know, they're also my customers. And I think there are a lot of other people. Like, I'm not a big drinker, so a lot of the times if I go to a place, I do want to have something exotic to drink, not necessarily with alcohol. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. So I do want to have the option. In this case, there's only one option, is the non-alcoholic option. But I think they're fun enough that you are not really going to miss the alcohol part.
And we've already got a call. This is Aya from Detroit who agrees with you. It's kind of nice to have options for people. Is that right?
Yeah. So for me, it's a lot of what networking is and a lot of just getting yourself out there and conducting business happens over drinks with people. And I don't drink. So it's really great for me to be able to walk into a bar and like say yes to having drinks with someone and then be able to order a mocktail and kind of not feel as judged in a way or not feel as excluded.
Are you noticing that there's more options for you at bars or restaurants that you go to?
Definitely. I've been able to get things, you know, I don't just have to get like a pop or something. I can get a mix of pineapple juices and like you said, like non-alcoholic bitters and all these kinds of things. So it's really interesting choices too.
And Aya in Detroit, have you been to M Cantina yet? Because it sounds like they have a lot of options for you.
I have not, but, you know, it's next on my list.
Very cool. Thank you for calling. And we're taking your calls right now here on Culture Shift. You can call me at 313-577-1019. Again, that's 313-577-1019. We've got Chef Junior Marino. He is the Liquid Chef, and we're going to dive into that title. So if you've got a question for him and his restaurant, his background, feel free to call in 313-577-1019. Or maybe you want to talk a little bit about how non-alcoholic options are helping you out in the social scene around Metro Detroit. Now, Chef Junior, how did you get that Liquid Chef title?
Well, that was more of a, it started as a nickname. I came from the back of the house, so basically from cooking to the front of the house. I had this opportunity that someone had offered me to take care of the wine list and the liquor. And I think one of the reasons was because at that time I didn't drink. So they're like, oh, my alcohol is going to be safe, you know, with this guy, because a lot of the problems the bars have.
It was like, okay, you won't drink it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have that problem. But so then he sent me to be a sommelier. So he sent me to the sommelier school. I became a certified sommelier. And then I started making cocktails. But since I only knew the kitchen, I started to make these weird syrups, right? Like more with the kitchen techniques and all of these infusions and all utilizing cucumbers, jalapenos, and everything from the kitchen. And then people said, these are not regular cocktails. These are chef cocktails. You're the Liquid Chef. And it started as a nickname. So people used to go and they used to be like, we're going to go see the Liquid Chef. So someone said, you should make it your company and your trademark because you are the Liquid Chef. So that's exactly what I did. So I started as a nickname. And thank you to the people that gave me that name, because I never thought it was going to catch on.
Very cool. And that's that title and sort of your background and your ability has landed you praise from places like the James Beard Foundation, which is sort of the top honors in the food industry, right?
Exactly. Well, I've had a lot of different awards, you know, from Star Chefs, from the James Beard Foundation, from Spain, from Mexico, from Peru, from Japan. So I've had a lot of different recognition for what I've done and a lot of different awards, which is amazing. You know, it just it makes me, you know, really happy that people appreciate what I do.
And we've got another call from Keith in Dearborn, who's definitely appreciative of the non-alcoholic drink movement. Is that right, Keith?
Oh, yes, because I used to love the taste of alcohol, but I suffer from headaches on a daily basis. And with the medication I take, I go out with friends and family, and I have to sit there and drink water. They may occasionally have an alcohol-free beer, one out of 10 places, but I'd love to try one of his drinks.
You got to check it out, M Cantina in Dearborn. Now, also, we've got a fan of your restaurant, Jane in Huntington Woods, who has been there before. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I went on Sunday. My three children are in, my adult kids are from in out of town, from Israel and from Colorado and Seattle. And I love that place. The food is phenomenal. That's the main thing for me.
Thank you.
And, you know, the people are sweet. But also those drinks, I don't drink per se, but I wasn't getting a non-alcoholic drink. Just the fruit drinks are unique and delicious. That's all I'm saying. It was just fantastic. I recommend it. I'm not a plant. It was fabulous. Everybody loved it.
Jane in Huntington Woods, thank you so much for calling. And we're taking your calls here on Culture Shift. You can give me a call at 313-577-1019 if you've got a question for Chef Junior Marino. He is known as the Liquid Chef from M Cantina in Dearborn. Now, we teased it earlier. I think we got to start making some cocktails
yes.
in here, right?
Yes.
Non-alcoholic mixology in action. So what is the first drink that you're going to make for us?
So the first drink I'm going to make is actually called Coming Up Roses. This is a drink I created for Oprah Winfrey back in New York many years ago.
Okay, just a subtle name drop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think people got to know, you know, who it was created for. And it's not just because it's delicious, but also, you know, it's really unique. It has rose petals, lime, and also raspberries. In the case of the alcoholic side, it usually has rum. In this case, obviously, we ditched the rum, and but it still has an amazing flavor, and okay. It still looks amazing.
So I'm mixing it up here.
Yeah, we're going to give it a good shake. And, you know, shaking is part of the five senses that we really concentrate on at the restaurant, which is creating this, you know, when you hear the shaker with the ice, it just makes you that expectation of that drink. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'm already, it's definitely taking an effect on me for sure. You're pouring this out. It's frothy. It looks amazing. You can see, it looks like some of the herbs that are in there.
It's actually the rose petals and fresh raspberries. And then we just usually top it off with a raspberry rose foam. Now, foam, it doesn't contain any egg or any dairy. It's more of utilizing natural proteins.
Okay. Finishing it off with a little bit of garnish. What do you call that drink?
Coming up roses.
Oh, that is epic. Okay, I'm going to go ahead, grab this, give it a try here. Okay, that's absolutely incredible. That taste, it's very floral. And it looks like Naisha in Franklin is definitely into the drinks that you make. Hey, welcome to the air. Are you there?
Yeah, hi, Ryan.
How's it going? So you went to M Cantina. What was your experience like?
Oh, my entire family and I went on New Year's Eve this past year. I found M Cantina rated as Detroit.
Breaking up there a little bit. Hopefully you can call back. We can take that call. So what is the second drink that you've got for us, Chef Junior Marino?
So the second drink is actually passion fruit mango margarita. This margarita, we put on the rim a hibiscus and rose rimmer. Now, these rimmers are very unique. You know, it's not just about the salt. A lot of people, they put a ton of salt. It really overtakes the flavor. In this case, it's more about the art and about the complexity and also about how beautiful all the ingredients are going to taste together.
Look at that shaking noise, which psychologically gets us ready to enjoy a drink. Very performative. I think that's one of the fun things about sort of the craft cocktail movement. And one thing I appreciate with you, Chef Junior, is kind of it's a lack of pretension, right? It's more about inviting people in to experience something instead of making them feel like maybe they're out of the loop.
Exactly. I don't think, you know, the restaurant, even with our food, even though we don't do any changes or substitutions, but because we want people to really discover and to really enjoy what true Mexican food is. And so we want to give them an experience. You know, and we're really inviting, as long as, you know, it's something that we have there, it's our pleasure to really take care of everyone. And I think food and drinks, it's not about pretentious. It's more about sharing and about caring and what you give to people.
So we got time to list off some of the ingredients that are going into this when you're spraying kind of a perfume over it.
Yes. So this one is actually, it's a mist of citrus. When you spray it in the air, it really creates an experience. So some of the experiments we have done, it's actually we blindfold people and then we spray different scents.
Wow.
And we ask them, where do you feel that you are? And they're like, oh, I feel that I'm in a orange feel of orchard of limes or something like that, you know, because it really aromas really transport you, and it's 80% of what we taste. So that's why it's so important. And it's about we call it food perfume. Now this food perfume, it's all natural.
It smells incredible in here. Now what is the strength that what do you call this?
So
one?
This one is the passion fruit mango margarita.
Ooh.
And we usually top it off with nitrogen. The nitrogen, what it does, it creates ice crystals on the top. So it maintains the drink cold for a lot longer. And it's not for the visual effect or anything like that. It's more, you know, because it's one more ingredient in the drink.
That smells absolutely incredible. Don't even dare pass that over the board because I know that I will drop it, even though they're non-alcoholic. I'm still scared of them. That is Chef Junior Marino from M Cantina. He's known as the Liquid Chef. I want to thank you so much for joining us on the air. Give us one more good shake sound there for us.
Here we go.
You can check out his restaurant over in Dearborn. Huge variety of non-alcoholic beverages over there. You're listening to Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET.